Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and we're on the phone now with Amber Lee Colson. She's the writer, star, and producer of a new on-demand film called Always Worthy. Amber Lee, nice to have you this morning. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Hi, Amber Lee. I'm Jason. It's nice to hear your voice.
Hi, Jason. So nice to hear your voice.
What's happening? Got this movie out. Massive undertaking, making a movie.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. And thank you so much for having me on so I can talk about it.
Absolutely. We love talking to independent filmmakers as we're kind of a smaller grassroots radio station. So we share the struggle in making an indie film.
Oh, yeah.
You sound tired. Explain this, because you wrote it and you produced it and you're in it.
So, yes. And I'm definitely not alone. Mariana Palka directed the film and she's just a genius director. She brought a really great cinematic vision to the film, and Mariana and I brought on Sarah Lynn Kuchlow and Mitch Yapko, who produced it. So the four of us have really been running with this thing. I started it actually as a one-woman show here in Los Angeles, and it was like a 90-minute, a lot of Amber Lee time, and it was all exploring Jules Jensen, who's the main character of the film, and that kind of led me down to make it a screenplay and launched Always Worthy shortly after.
And tell us a little bit about the story, because it seems to me like it's a very personal journey for you, as it's about trying to make it in Hollywood and kind of coming to terms with that and yourself.
Yeah, it's a funny and poignant story about a quirky actress who is struggling and just trying to figure out who she is and what is important in life. And I think it's very universal, both men and women. I've been lucky enough to have some screenings and have them come up and talk to me about it. And, you know, I myself, it's personal in the sense that, you just, in my 20s especially, and I would say even now, just trying to figure out who you are, and I would spend so much energy trying to be all these things that I thought people wanted. And, in the end, it wasn't until I let go of just all of that and just stay true to myself that things really started to happen. And so Jules Jensen in the story has similar discoveries with her life.
You know, I just watched the trailer for the film and you really sort of get down and dirty. It's a very honest kind of view. I should say my wife's an actress. She's a trained actress and life's tough, man. You know, it's not easy, and a lot of rejection and a lot of that sort of trying to second guess what directors are going to want. And you really, as you say, you really can't do it. You have to just find out who you are and be that person, you know. So I can really relate, even though I think that, you know, being an actor or being a DJ on the radio, it's easy work compared to, I don't know, painting walls for a living or whatever.
Yeah, true, yes. But, yeah, no, I think it's totally, and I have, like, so many, I have more horrible stories of auditioning, you know, than good ones, and you know, just when you walk in the room and they immediately, the cast director's like, oh, I would never cast you in this part. You're like, great, awesome, let's get to work.
Yeah, great.
You know, my self-confidence, you just dive. And so I really enjoyed as a writer making fun of, I mean, Jules Jensen just is trying so hard, and I hope that's what's humorous about the film, and also what you were saying, relatable, because she's so real, and there's so many times you just want to die, and I feel like that a lot in my own life, where you're just foot in mouth, embarrassed. You're like, oh my, you know. So the vulnerability, I hope, is hilarious and also resonates with how we all can feel in those situations.
It's a little bit ironic. I don't know if that's the right word, but the movie that's done well for you is a movie about how you didn't do well in the past. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Totally. And you know, I feel like I just wanted to get a job, you know, when I was auditioning and stuff, and writing the story was really a way to like pass the time and to start being creative and just kind of take my career in my own hands in a way. And it was really writing to to feel fulfilled. And then it led to all these wonderful things. So, but it was writing about all these painful things at the time of just feeling humiliated and worthless, basically. So I'm glad we all got through that. That's a morning story.
And the thing about actors as in general, I suppose, is that they tend to be, as artists, you know, you're a sensitive bunch, and yet you cannot take any of this personally.
Oh, right? Yeah. You nailed it. Yeah, we are. We're sensitive. But we're sensitive. That's what's so, horrible, is we, like, love feeling all these feelings, and then it's supposed to be, you know, I think they always say great actors can be intimate in a public arena.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like I'm just intimate in my own intimate, like, you know, I don't quite get, I take everything personal. So sometimes it makes for great art and really great therapy sessions.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me that you found a way to sort of shrug it off. Does it still affect you when you go for an audition? Does it still drive you crazy, or does it depend on the role, if you really want it or not, kind of thing?
You mean drive me crazy, like get nervous?
No, at the end of it, you know, do you judge yourself and go, oh my God, I wish I'd worn that, I wish I'd said this?
Every time.
Do you?
Every time. It never goes away for me. I don't know about... It's that you get in the car and you're like, oh, I could have, I should have, if I did that. I still feel that a lot.
Yeah, and you just never know. You could get the job because the producer, you know, the producer's wife kissed him the wrong way that morning, or you could not get the job because the producer...
Yes.
I mean, you just don't, you've no idea why.
Yeah, sometimes you're right. It's sometimes, it's still out of your control, but, and then when you think it is in your control, it's not either, because
Again, the film's called Always Worthy. We're on the phone with Amberly Colson. She's the writer, star, and producer of it. You can get it on demand now. So if you search your Cox on demand or whatever cable provider you have, you should be able to find it on there and watch it for free on demand.
Yes. It's also on iTunes.
Okay,
which
great.
Is the same. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk just briefly before we go about how you got this made. I know it's often hard to get an independent film like this funded. People do Kickstarters or whatever. How did you manage to get it together?
Yes, we did Kickstarter. That was a huge launching pad for us, and kind of the beginning that kind of gave us hope that we could actually do it. I don't know if it was told, but I grew up very close to Laguna Beach. So I grew up in the city of Orange. So
I went to Chapman in the city of Orange. So,
what?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Old Town. The Old Town is so cute.
It's still great.
You know what? We were there. Me and the wife were there last weekend in the old, those antique marts down there. Yeah.
Oh, it's so I love going down there. Oh my gosh. I grew up just down the street from there, on Adams Street, to be specific. And my family, like my mom, my dad went to Orange High.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So, awesome, what up, Prop County. So, I have a whole community there that are, like, the best. I mean, we did a Kickstarter campaign, and we got a bunch of backers. We have 203 backers that really helped give this a little bit of fuel. And then, you know, we have private investors as well, and made it pretty low budget. So, yeah, Kickstarter was a huge support group for us, and we were actually able to start making the film based off that.
And in terms of business, is this like, do people have to make a movie as a sort of demo reel these days? Like make an entire feature film to springboard something else, you know?
No, I feel people are pretty smart. Most people, I think, do short films and they're pretty successful and they like go that direction. I was like, let's just do the whole 88 minutes and just try to figure it out.
Well, we're always impressed with independent films. I mean, like I said, we kind of share that mission and that struggle as an independent radio station, and we got to stick together as far as I'm concerned. So find Always Worthy on demand. Again, Amberly Colson joined us on the phone this morning. She's the writer, star, and producer of it, and thank you very much for your time.
Jason Tyler, so nice talking to you guys. Thank you, and yes, Always Worthy. Check it out.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye.